A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live at Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what was said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land overshadowed by death, light has shone. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The Gospel of the Lord. Does it not seem like this bitter winter is ever going to end? We get up every morning and it's colder than it was the day before, and Erie grows in its unique distinction of being the snowiest city in the United States. And there settles in almost a malaise that there's nothing we can do about it. It's beyond our control. We're the victims. I wonder if it isn't somewhat like our prayer life as we struggle with life itself. We pray to God for ourselves, a spouse, a parent, a child, and it seems so many times that we're met by utter silence. Nothing happens and nothing changes. And we begin to ask ourselves, does God really hear me, or is God even there? I spent some time recently with a wonderful mother who recently lost her only son to a drug overdose. And she said to me, "Father, I prayed for that boy day and night, every day, and God never heard my prayers." And she said, "Now I find I can't even pray. I'm not even sure God is there." And she said, "I came to Mass one weekend and I sat in the back of church, but all I could see was his casket in the middle aisle. And she said, I got up and ran from there and I just can't go back." And what she's experiencing is perfectly normal, and God certainly abides by that. But when moments like that come, and hopefully not to that degree of urgency, I ask you to redo two things. Number one, take out your Bible and read Mark's account of the agony in the garden. Mark gives us the most human Jesus of the four Gospels. And in Mark's Gospel, Jesus falls to the ground and weeps and begs his Father, "Let this cup pass from me." And then always and everywhere remember that no matter what we pray for, our God in his infinite wisdom knows far better what we need than we do. And it's called faith. Amen.